wrote the words that are at the top of the bulletin for my own reflection some months ago when I was planning worship themes and thinking about this morning's scripture in particular. You can read it again later if you want, but I'd like to read it to you now. Things can be hard and good. The Beatitudes testify to that. Giving ourselves to Jesus' way is hard and good, and it is transforming. We are changed for the better, and the world is too. So I had that in my mind from a while ago. And then just a week ago after worship, I was down in the Peace Patch area, the children's Sunday school area, where once a month Karen leads a gathering time for the children before they go to their individual Sunday school classes. I was invited to come down there because the Education Commission had planned a special recognition time for Karen with the children, and they were going to give her a gift the children had helped to create, a picture of a tree that Lena Hendricks had created, and then the children made the leaves of the tree with their thumbprints. So they gave the gift to her, and then they were going to all have cupcakes. It was to be a surprise, and it worked out that way, and it was really nice. But before that little pre-retirement celebration, Karen was reading a storybook to the children, something she had picked out for the day. And the book was called Maybe, a story about the endless potential in all of us. And in the middle part of the book, as I was listening to her read it, I suddenly realized that what she was reading to the children was some of what I was already thinking about for this Sunday's sermon. Because that's the way it is with me. 15 minutes after the service is over one Sunday, I'm already starting to think about next Sunday. Anyway, I wanted to share with you what was in the middle portion of that book, and because it's a picture storybook, I want to do it with pictures. Do everything with love. Follow your heart and see where it leads you. Maybe you are here to shine a light into places that have been dark for far too long. Maybe you will speak up for those who can't speak for themselves. Maybe you are here to help in ways that only you can. There will be struggles, there will be fears, and it won't always be easy. At times, it will feel really hard, and you might make a mess of things. You may fall down. You may fail. But you will also get back up, and you will rise a little stronger and a little taller, because there really is more inside you than you know. And this world needs your gifts, your talents, and your big ideas. And maybe you are just getting started. For myself, I heard in those words an affirmation of some of what I had already been thinking about in regard to the scripture for this morning, that things can be hard and good. And more specifically for us, in terms of the path we are on, the faith path, the spiritual journey path, giving ourselves to the Jesus way is hard and good. And it is transforming. We are changed for the better, and the world is too. Do everything with love, follow your heart, and see where it takes you. Maybe you are here to shine a light into places that have been dark for far too long. Maybe you will speak up for those who can't speak for themselves. There will be struggles, there will be fears, and it won't always be easy. You may fall down, you may fail, but you will also get back up. Hard and good. The experience of receiving blessings that don't always feel like blessings, but are. Jesus offers the Beatitudes, the opening verses of the Sermon on the Mount, and what he offers is a vision of things that are both hard and good. Blessings that don't much look like blessings, at least at first, because the ones he calls blessed are people who have it hard, who are vulnerable, fragile, wounded. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, the meek. These are the people who are at the end of the line, right? The list goes on then, moving from naming as blessed the vulnerable of this world to naming as blessed those who seek the well-being of this world. But still, the word blessed can seem puzzling because those who seek the well-being of this world also go to the end of the line in this world, as they trade influence for integrity, as they trade power for compassion. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart. And that most familiar one, blessed are the peacemakers in a world that is becoming increasingly tribal, where confrontations are increasingly more violent, where it seems better, safer to keep your head down than to stand up against the powers that be. Blessed are the peacemakers. And blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you. Blessed. All these blessed are you categories are hard for sure, but good. In order to find that part of the equation, the good part, the outcomes, we have to look at the second half of each of those blessed are statements. Because although each of these statements begins with blessed are and then names some vulnerable or sacrificial or powerless or compassionate state of being, each blessed is followed by a result, a reward. Things like these: for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, for they will be comforted, for they will inherit the earth, for they will be filled, for they will receive mercy, for they will see God, for they will be called the children of God. So there is some reward for those who go to the end of the line, for those who seek to follow the Jesus way, but what Jesus names as reward, does it satisfy? I wonder, because those rewards, those outcomes are described in such vague, ethereal language that I'm not entirely sure just what the blessing, what the reward really is. I mean, I get the hard part, the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, but the good, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean? They will be comforted? How? They will be filled with what? I know that being a Christian is hard, just as I know that having integrity and being vulnerable and caring about the creation and forgiving others and being nonviolent, all those things are hard. But what is the good? What is the good in the sense of things turning out right, in the sense of the powerful getting taken down and the meek being lifted up? On the path of following Jesus, of following his example, his teachings, do things really work out for the good? Have you read the news lately? Is sacrifice rewarded, or is it just taken for granted? Are the humble really lifted up in the end, or just ground down? I'd like to better understand what is meant by Jesus' words and Matthew's language. Is the Jesus way hard and good for us, or just hard? John Philip Newell, the former warden of the Abbey at Iona, author and leader of spiritual pilgrimages, helps me in my understanding with his blessings of Jesus interpretation of the Beatitudes. He offers these blessings in these words: the blessings of Jesus. Blessed are those who know their need, for theirs is the grace of heaven. Blessed are those who weep, for their tears will be wiped away. Blessed are the humble, for they are close to the sacred earth. Blessed are those who hunger for the earth's oneness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the forgiving, for they are free. Blessed are the clear in heart, for they will see the living presence. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are born of God. I'm not sure exactly why, but this version feels more tangible, maybe more earthy to me. When we know our own needs, when we are willing to weep, when we seek humility and hunger for the well-being of creation and humankind, when we are forgiving and clear-hearted, when we seek and make peace, then grace comes to us. Tears are wiped away. Our feet are planted on the earth. We are satisfied, free, and clear-eyed. We know our identity as those born of God. I think by now we know that being a Jesus follower is not simple. It is not for the fearful or the faint of heart. There is no cheering crowd. There is no admiring throng. If anything, your commitment to justice, your care for the earth, your unwillingness to be tribal and combative may well give rise to contempt and disgust from those whose hearts are given over to violence and greed and arrogance and bitterness and, most of all, fear. Blessedness will not come from our culture, from the wider community. People will not praise you for your humility or admire you for your commitment to the least and the last. You will be misunderstood and judged and perhaps even punished. The blessings that you will receive if you seek Jesus' way will not come from this world. Those blessings will not come from the culture that surrounds you. Instead, those blessings will come from the very earth upon which you walk, and from the spirit that stirs in your heart, and perhaps, if you are fortunate enough to have a companioning community like ours, that blessedness, those blessings, will come from the people who are willing to sit close to you and hold your hand. Discipleship, following Jesus, is not about getting more and being more and influencing more and achieving more. It is instead about giving yourself to what is right and true. It is about vulnerability and courage. It is about compassion and forgiveness. So now you've heard Matthew's familiar version of the Beatitudes and John Philip Newell's Blessings of Jesus version, and I want to share one more version with you, this one perhaps even a little more challenging and therefore deeper into that place of what is hard and good. This version of the Beatitudes is written by Carter Hayward, a feminist theologian and priest in the Episcopal tradition. She writes, "Blessed are those who are kind, especially when it is hard. Blessed are those angry for justice in situations of unfairness and oppression. Blessed are the compassionate in times of hatred. Blessed are those who speak honestly when pummeled with lies and who see truth when confronted with fake news. Blessed are those who keep their courage in the face of belligerent bullies. Blessed are women who stand up to abusive men and men who stand with, not on, women. Blessed are the queer who do not walk straight and narrow paths. Blessed are black lives and white lives who know that black lives matter. Blessed are the earth and animals among those indifferent to their well-being. Blessed are nonviolent resistors whose enemies hope you will pick up guns. Blessed are you when people shake their heads because you refuse to accept authoritarian rulers as normal. Blessed are you peacemakers who refuse cheap grace. You are sons and daughters of the sacred, brothers and sisters of Jesus, friends of the Spirit. Salam, shalom, peace." Hard and good, this Jesus way. For this way changes us from the inside out. This changes the ways of the world. This transforms things for the better. Hard and good. This is a hard and good Sunday for our congregation. Karen Eberle's retirement from pastoral ministry among us is hard. It is hard for her because this has been not only the place of her vocation for many years now, but her pastoral work among us has been a gift, a culmination of her formation in this congregation, her learning and growing in this place across a lifetime. And so part of the reason she has delighted in serving here is exactly that, because this community gave her her faith. And so she felt blessed to give this community her service in return. And it was a remarkable, dynamic relationship. And so this day is hard because that dynamic is now done. It is over. That work is over. And it's just hard to wrap our heads around such moments when we've been striving to follow the Jesus way and we've given ourselves in meekness and mercy and peace-seeking ways, and suddenly the page of life turns. But here's the thing, we are always moving forward into the unknown. That too is the Jesus way. When Karen was first licensed to ministry, she couldn't have foreseen where those first steps and all the steps that followed would lead. The call, the opportunities, all the moments of ministry along the way. We seek to be faithful, to keep moving forward, to live a life of blessedness. And then in what seems like an instant, the path takes a sharp turn. Or we step through a door from one room to another. And we know that it will not be the same tomorrow as it was yesterday. And that's hard. But it's also good. It is all good. The work here has been good. The relationships have been good. The learning moments, the loving moments, the life shared together has been good. Even walking with people through grief and loss has been good. Talk about blessings. Karen and I have often talked about the privilege of being with people in their hardest and most vulnerable moments, the sacred blessing of those moments. It's all been good. Watching children grow up and watching saints go home. Listening to people, comforting them, being present, even what was happening in their lives didn't make sense. Equipping and empowering people for their spiritual journeys, it's been good. Yes, at times all of that has been hard, too. Sharing the losses is hard. Holding yourself in a place of professional helpfulness when it all just feels too personal, that's been sometimes really hard. But at the same time, deeply meaningful and so abundantly good. And that's the Christian journey. The journey of ministry, the journey of community, the journey of life and death and resurrection, the journey of losses and gains, the journey of living the blessed way of Jesus, hard and good. I suspect that because of who we are, our particular way of understanding and following Jesus, that we aren't much surprised that discipleship, that being church, is hard and good. Maybe it's kind of in our spiritual DNA. I know it's in the character of this congregation. We've been through some tough times. Times of criticism from the community, from sister churches, times when our commitment to inclusion and justice has not been appreciated, much less welcomed, times when others have not disguised their contempt for us. But we wouldn't do it any differently. Even if we had to do it all over again, we wouldn't do it any differently because we have understood it all as good. A gift, a grace, a blessing. Rejoice and be glad is what Jesus says at the end of the list of Beatitudes. Rejoice and be glad. And that's what we will do because we are blessed. Amen.